St Finian's Parish Magazine, June 2024. Some important events in June. 5th of June, meeting to share your memories of the parish. 7th of June, Messy Church for children aged 3 to 11. 23rd of June, Sunday School Prize Giving. 26th of June, Confirmation Service. Dear friends, I recently had a phone call from someone I hadn't spoken to in many years. We had grown up together and went to primary school together. We had gone to the same boys' brigade company and played in football teams together, and it was good to catch up a little as we spoke. Even though it had been many years, there was a lot of shared history there. People we knew in common, having grown up in the same parish. It's good to share those memories, and in this month's magazine you will find details of a few get-togethers over the summer months. We are thrilled that the author Paul Clements is going to help us by facilitating a few sessions as we try to capture some of our shared memories as we think about the history of our parish. Some of our parishioners and their families have very long associations with the parish, and we want to try to write down some of those memories of different occasions and organisations people were involved in over the years. Maybe you were in the choir or the Sunday school. Maybe you have memories of some of our organisations. Maybe you had a significant spiritual experience and came to faith through being involved in the church, and it has been a place that nurtured and encouraged you over the years as you got involved. We are excited to think about how we might write down some of these special memories, which may become part of a book as we celebrate our history and give thanks to God for his faithfulness over the years. We remember people who have had an impact upon us and who contributed in all sorts of ways to building up the life of this place over the years. One of the special occasions in any parish's life is when people take a step of faith publicly and decide to get confirmed. We look forward to our service of confirmation on Wednesday, 26th of June at 7:30. Bishop David will confirm 4 of our young people and 1 adult, including a couple of young people from neighbouring parishes in Orangefield and Dundella. Please remember Catherine, Grace, Lewis, Harry, Connor, and the 2 Patricks in your prayers as we celebrate with them on this special evening. We hope as many people as possible will come to support them. We also look forward to celebrating the past year in our Sunday school's life at prize giving on Sunday the 23rd at 11 p.m. I have frequently said how vital the work of our Sunday school is in passing on the faith to our younger generation. We are so grateful to our faithful team of teachers who are so committed to this work, which happens throughout the year. We are always keen to recruit new teachers and helpers, and if this is an area of ministry that interests you, please have a word with either the rector or the curate as we seek to increase our pool of volunteers. On Tuesday, 4th of June, we hope to hold some training in safeguarding trust for our Sunday school teachers and helpers, for all who assist with Messy Church or toddlers, or any of our organisations that work with young people. We have to comply with the requirement to constantly update our training in this important area, and our experienced panel will deliver this training. We hope all involved will be able to come to receive this important training. We look forward to another special Messy Church afternoon on Friday the 7th of June, which is targeted at children from 3 to 11 years of age. Messy Church runs from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. and includes crafts, singing, food, and some worship. We send special greetings in our magazine this month to parishioners who have not been so well. We know many people have experienced challenges in recent weeks and months, and that the magazine and online services have been important resources for people to stay connected. Please be assured you are not forgotten, and we often pray for you at our Wednesday communion service and parish prayers over Zoom on Thursday evenings. We also take this opportunity to wish all our younger parishioners well who are sitting important exams in schools and universities. It can be a very stressful time for those involved, students, parents and teachers, and you are much in our thoughts as this magazine goes to print. With very best wishes, Jonathan Price, Rector, telephone 02890-293-8002. From the Registers 2024. Christian Burial, 8th of May, Elizabeth Betty Curry in Carador. 23rd of May, William Billy Dara. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom take place on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. If you would like to join us, send an email to zoom2stfinian@btconnect.com or contact the rector. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is very welcome. Please feel free to join us afterwards in the sexton's room for friendship while enjoying a cup of tea, coffee and scones. Prayer Warrior. Do you have a concern or a problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, text Robin, who will be willing to help. This is completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone unless you want them to. Mobile 07513947504. Capturing our parish history. Do you have a story to tell relating to the history and life of St Finian's? To help inspire those who wish to write something for a future book about the 100th anniversary of the church, the author Paul Clements is encouraging anyone who would like to write a personal memory. During these informal sessions over the summer, he will consider different ways of shaping your story connected to the parish. He proposes to hold a number of afternoon sessions where everyone is invited to come along and speak about their recollections with a view to putting them down on paper. Practical handouts will stimulate your creativity and unravel writing possibilities. All are welcome. The sessions will take place on Wednesday the 5th of June, Wednesday the 3rd of July and Wednesday, 14th of August, in the Houston Hall or the Sexton's Room at 2 p.m. If you would like to attend but need a lift, please contact Linda in the church office. Divine Healing Ministries. The Divine Healing Ministries service will be held on Tuesday, 25th of June at 7:30 p.m. where the speaker will be Brother David Jardine. Everyone is welcome. Date for your diary, soup lunch. Back by popular demand, a soup lunch is being planned for the 15th of September after the 11 a.m. service. As the numbers are limited, a list will be placed at the back of the church in August for you to sign if you wish to attend for a delicious bowl of soup and dessert. We hope to see you there. More details will be published nearer the time about how you can help. General maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works, both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist with the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning, duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and anyone who might be available is welcome. Work would include general light duties, tidying up, pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday, the 29th of June. See you then. Grass cutting in the church grounds. Spring is here, and we are now entering that time of year when regular grass cutting is needed in the church grounds. We presently have need of volunteers to operate our ride-on lawnmower in order to keep the grounds in good order. If you're interested in helping the church in this activity, please contact one of our glebe wardens, Jim Hockey, on 078-503-89831 or Karen Gately on 078-771-124-763. Your assistance would be greatly appreciated. Services for June. Sunday, 2nd of June, first Sunday after Trinity. 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service, Houston Hall, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday, the 9th of June, second Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday, the 16th of June, third Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday, 23rd of June, fourth Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer and Sunday School Prize Giving, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday, 30th of June, fifth Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. a service of wholeness and healing, 7 p.m. evening prayer. Sunday School Prize Giving. The Sunday School Prize Giving will take place at our 11 a.m. service on Sunday, 23rd of June. We would like to encourage all our children to make a special effort to attend the service and receive their prize for attending Sunday school faithfully each week. Confirmation. Our service of confirmation will take place on Wednesday, 26th of June at 7:30 p.m. Bishop David will confirm young people and an adult from St Finian's and some young people from neighbouring parishes in Orangefield and Dundella. We would love you to join us on this special occasion to support those who have decided to take this important step in their journey of faith. Everyone is welcome, and we would love to see you there to join together in worship and celebration. Mother's Union. Here we are again, near the end of another year. The pupils are finishing exams along with their teachers and are looking forward to the summer holidays. We ended this part of our Mother's Union session with a visit from Jenny Smith of CMSI, who spoke movingly about the faith, dedication and hard work of the women, including Mother's Union, and indeed whole communities, amid challenging circumstances in the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan. Jenny told us that as rebel forces torched their homes, people who fled with only the clothes on their back settled into refugee camps. One of the first things the Mother's Union women did was to pool their meagre food supplies and make meals, and before feeding themselves and their families, visited the nearby prison and fed prisoners, some of whom were likely to have been the very rebels who destroyed their homes. What kind of love is that? It is inspired by the love of Jesus, who told his followers to love their enemies just as he did on the cross. Mother's Union branches are flourishing in these countries in Africa and wear their blue and white uniforms with pride. On a much smaller scale, though still important, our Mother's Union branch is going to Coleman's Garden Centre for our annual outing on Saturday, 1st of June at 2 p.m. We will have afternoon tea together, share conversations and enjoy each other's company. Liz and I and the rest of the committee hope you have a lovely summer, and we will resume our branch meetings in the autumn on Thursday, 3rd of October at 7:30 p.m. More details in the July-August magazine. Regarding the outing to Coleman's Garden Centre, anyone who would like to go or who has not booked yet or who needs a lift, please contact us on the mobile numbers listed below. That would be Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary, mobile 07596 075081, and Liz Walker, Branch Leader, mobile 07774617549. Here are another couple of dates for your diary. Mother's Union Diocesan Holy Communion Service on Thursday, the 1st of August at 11:15 a.m. in Down Cathedral. Mother's Union Diocesan Big Hymn Sing Sunday, the 8th of September at 7 p.m. in St Finian's Parish Church. If you would like to nominate your favourite hymn, worship song, please let any of the committee know what it is and we will put it forward for consideration. The hymns chosen will depend on how many votes each hymn receives. Mother's Union Midday Wave of Prayers, June 2024. 1st to 3rd of June, Johannesburg in South Africa, Kumi in Uganda, Nsukka and Adonai in Nigeria, Derby in England, and Mahalaya, Kerala in India. 4th to the 6th of June, Ibar in South Sudan, Maseno North in Kenya, Azalea, Nagwa, and Ondu in Nigeria, Fredericton in Canada, and Amritsar in India. 8th to the 10th of June, Yambio in South Sudan, Garissa in Kenya, Mbali in Nigeria, Hereford in England, Wilokra in Australia, and Thailand. 11th to 13th of June, Mahajanga in Madagascar, Mara in Tanzania, West Buganda in Uganda, Kauai in Nigeria, Newcastle in Australia, and East Kerala in India. 15th to the 17th of June, Bukavu in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Nyahururu in Kenya, Koboko in Nigeria, Portsmouth in England, and New Guinea Islands in Papua New Guinea. 18 to the 20th of June, Wijaf in South Sudan, Military Episcopate in Kenya, Doku and Owu in Nigeria, Chelmsford in England, and Jamaica and Cayman Islands. 22nd to 24th of June, Rumoge in Burundi, Tabora in Tanzania, Kaba and Bukuru in Nigeria, St. Albans in England, and Nagpur in India. 25th to 27th of June, Table Bay in South Africa, Rift Valley in Tanzania, Evo and Jibu in Nigeria, Adelaide in Australia, and Taejon in South Korea. 29th to 30th of June, Eastern Zambia in Zambia, Mombasa in Kenya, Gwagwalada and Itke West in Nigeria, Leicester in England, and Temotu in Solomon Islands. Flower donation rota. June. The 2nd, Mrs. G. Downey. The 9th, Mrs. J. Crawford. 16th, choir. 23rd, Mrs. P. McCurley. 30th, Mrs. N. Erskine. Craigie Crafters. The group has been having great fun with all sorts of crafts being worked on: knitting, crocheting, sewing, needle felting, and card making. Lots of people have been learning to crochet this term, and we're also making blankets for the Ulster Hospital. Craigie Crafters meet on Tuesday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Feel free to come along for crafting, coffee, and a chat. Everyone is very welcome. Our last class before the summer break is on Tuesday, 18th of June. Contact Janet Johnson, 077-1188-5203. Messy Church. Hi everyone. Just a reminder for everyone with children aged 3 to 11 years. We would love to see you on Friday, 7th of June, at our last session before the summer holidays. All welcome. from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. from the Messy Church team. St. Finian's Toddlers Group. Our last day of meeting before the summer holidays is Monday, the 10th of June, when we will be having a balloon modeler and a party. We hope everyone has a great summer. Best wishes to those moving on to nursery and school. We hope you have a great time. We plan to resume on Monday, 9th of September. St. Finian's Pilates. Hello everyone. Welcome to the June Pilates article, which follows on from my discourse in May on the different postural types, focusing on the ideal posture and the many factors that may have an effect on the shape of the spine. This month, I'd like to focus on the first posture type I mentioned last month, i.e. kyphosis lordosis. This type is very common and is an exaggerated curve of both the thoracic and lumbar spine, with the head typically thrust forward and the chin jutting out, and with the pelvis tilted forwards, causing the lower spine to be overly hollowed. If you could see the spine from the side, it would look like a much rounder S shape, as opposed to the gentle curvature of the ideal posture. Most of the joints are held out of the natural balance, the natural neutral positions, because of muscle imbalances such as shortened tight muscles, weak lengthened muscles, inefficient stabilizers, and overactive mobilizers. These imbalances in turn can lead to faulty recruitment patterns that, when continually repeated, begin to feel like normal movement, and the nervous system accepts them as natural. In particular, the muscles of the lower back are shortened, the abdominals very weak, the hamstrings are usually tight, and the knees are hyperextended. Thankfully, the exercises designed by Joseph Pilates can be used to restore optimal recruitment of the muscle groups through repetition of good movement patterns and strengthening and lengthening of muscles appropriately. Unfortunately, there are no shortcuts, and the process will be a gradual one as you build strength and stability and increase your sense of body awareness through the various exercises. There are a number of exercises recommended for this postural type, including the pelvic compass and shoulder bridge, the dart, oblique curl-ups, the dumbwaiter, and knee drops. However, as most of these are included in routine exercise programs, the regular classes should provide a good starting point for addressing postural issues and poor alignment, and I would encourage anyone to get involved if they want to improve this aspect of their health. I'll carry on with more discussion of other postural issues next month, but in the meantime, stay safe and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is very welcome, and a small donation of £3 per class is requested to go towards church funds. If you have any questions or want to find out more about Pilates, contact John Waterworth by phone on 07941368546 or email at jcwworth@yahoo.co.uk. Contact details. Rector, telephone 02890793822. Curate, telephone 07905368474. Church office hours, Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Telephone 0289079 2793, or email office.craiger@down.anglican.org. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Telephone 0289079 2793, or email office.craiger@down.anglican.org. Please send articles for inclusion in the July-August magazine to office.craiger@down.anglican.org, or telephone the parish office on 0289079 2793 by noon on Tuesday, 4th of June. Don't forget to check out the church website, www.stfinians.org. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/stfinians.